So, what do I mean about nanoscience, nanotechnology, and nanovation? Nanoscience is what most people think about when we actually talk about nanotechnology. It's the basic and applied research into nanostructured materials, nanoscale processes, things which happen at the nanoscale. I'll come back to what nano is later. Nanotechnology is technology, not science. There is a subtle difference, which I'll try and show you in my talk, but it's basically applied research and development using the materials and the processes which we study in nanoscience. And nanovation is just a short way of saying nano-innovation. So it's commercial and social innovation, and I hope to show you two examples of both, one of each, which has been enabled by using nanotechnology and founded on a good, firm basis in the nanosciences, which is why 2 years ago we founded, my colleague Professor Hetting and myself, the Nanosciences Innovation Center, to take everything from nanosciences with a holistic view all the way through to innovation. And I'll explain why during the course of this lecture. But first, let's ask the question, what is nano? Nano is actually dwarf. That's what it means. So this is dwarf physics or dwarf science. It's the ancient Greek word, but it's also the SI prefix for 10 to the power minus 9, which is 1 billionth. So a nanometer is 1 billionth of a meter, or a millionth of a millimeter. If you compare that, that's 100,000th of the width of a human hair, which is the usual unit which people tend to compare with. And normally when we talk about size scales, we'll talk about the macro world, which is everything from buildings, bridges, up to planets. The meso world, the meso scale, which is medium-sized objects, meso meaning medium. Micro, which used to be the limit of everything in terms of what to think about, hence the microscope, which is typically around about 1 micron, 1 millionth of a meter. And the nano world. And some of my colleagues in other areas of physics will be looking at the sub-nano world, even the femto and the pico world. This little fellow here, by the way, is a sort of a mascot which I drew for my colleague who was doing outreach activities. It's called Nanopopolis because nano is Greek. And the t-shirt, for those that are scientifically literate or have an old-fashioned calculator, just means nano. So nanomaterials, which is what most of our work in the Nanoscience Innovation Center is on, is any piece of material, any sort of stuff, which has got at least two of its external dimensions. And in nano, in material science, in materials physics, we only have three dimensions.